KNOM Profiles.
Nome's new nursing program graduated its first batch of nurses this week. The program is brand new and pretty exciting, and I was curious about the graduates' experience. So earlier this week, I headed to the old Norton Sound Regional Hospital to speak with the graduates.
I'm Jessica Commute. I'm 29, and I live here in Nome.
I'm Sarah Weaver. I'm just turned 33, and I live here in Nome.
My name is Amber Ryan. I'm 26, and I'm from Unalakleet.
The three graduates, Amber Ryan, Jessica Mute, and Sarah Weaver, were waiting by the nurse's station. Sarah Weaver had just picked up her mom, who had flown in from Anchorage to attend Thursday ceremony. We headed to an empty room at the old hospital to talk about their experience with the nursing program. First thing I asked them was, how did they feel about graduating?
Ecstatic.
Yeah, pretty excited still. Kind of can't believe it that it's already over. The last 2 years have been a lot of hard work, but it's also gone by fairly quickly. So it's still, I don't think it's quite hit me yet that I'm done and I've graduated from nursing school and now I'm going to be starting my career. So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I'm really excited too. But we still have to pass the NCLEX exam, which is our licensing boards for the state of Alaska, and I'm nervous about that too, so I don't feel like I'm completely done yet.
The three local students completed the University of Alaska Anchorage's 2-year registered nursing program in Nome. The students took nursing classes at the Northwest campus and applied their clinical skills at Norton Sound Regional Hospital, occasionally traveling to Anchorage and Fairbanks to practice intensive care. I asked the graduates why they applied to the program in Nome. Jessica Mute answered first.
Well, I'm originally from Nebraska, and I was planning on going back to Nebraska to do the program, and I was going to do an accelerated program of 16 months. I have a degree in exercise science, so they kind of make this accelerated program for people that already have degrees. And when my husband and I were thinking about that, this program was started in Nome, and I live right across the street from campus, and I wouldn't have to move and find someone to, you know, live in our house or whatever. So it just kind of worked out perfectly that they were starting this program in Nome.
And Sarah Weaver said,
and I was living in Anchorage, and my husband got a job here in Nome as a teacher, and I was going to UAA down there, and I was going to pursue something medical, probably med school, and we moved to Nome, and I'm like, well, now what am I going to do? And it just happened that there's this awesome opportunity to go to nursing school here, so I was like, well, yeah, I'm going to totally take advantage of that, and I won't have to leave home.
Amber Ryan?
Yeah, I was living here in Nome, too, and I was just taking general ed requirements. And I had applied to the 4-year program in Anchorage and had gotten accepted, so I was planning on doing it there. But the thing is, I wouldn't start the 4-year program until January of 2013. And so when I learned of this program, you know, they said, well, you'd be able to start January of 2011 and you'd be done by December 2012. It's like, wow, what an opportunity. So I just, the opportunity was there and I decided I better try and tackle it.
Amber, Sarah, and Jessica were the first class to ever go through Nome's nursing program, a satellite of the UAA nursing school. So I was curious, what was the program like? What was it like to learn how to be a nurse with just two other people in a rural area of Alaska? Sarah said,
it was great. I think, like, in Anchorage, you're kind of in, like, this little family, and you're kind of maybe coddled. I don't know if that's the right word, but here, we're kind of independent, and we leaned on each other, and we had Bridget, our teacher, who was awesome, and we just kind of made it work for us, you know? Like, they had all these requirements for UA, and we just did it our own way here in Nome with our hospital that we have and our services that we have here, and it was very hard, I'll be honest, but definitely worth it, and it was great to have Amber and Jess to do that with.
Jessica Mew?
At first, I kind of had the idea that maybe we were getting the, not getting as good of experience and clinical time as maybe students in Anchorage or Fairbanks were getting, just because we're a smaller hospital, smaller location. We don't do surgeries. We don't have ICU. But at the same time, we see everything here. I mean, anything from the village comes here. Anything from Nome, they have to come here. So we see all sorts of things that some nurses who have been nurses for years have never seen, you know, a patient with a chest tube or whatever. And here, that's like what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And then when we did go to those bigger, when we went to Fairbanks and when we went to Anchorage, I never felt like I was behind. I almost felt like, oh, we've actually got to do stuff that other students have never been able to do. We've been able to experience it. So probably the biggest challenge was having to travel. We did have to travel 3 semesters to either Anchorage or Fairbanks for surgery or for labor and delivery and pediatrics, and then this last semester for critical care and psych. We were at the psychiatric hospital in Anchorage. And that's 3 weeks, so a hard time to be away from our families and, you know, staying in a hotel for 3 weeks, but we made it.
Amber Ryan.
I feel like we've had a high quality of one-on-one time with our instructor, and she's done an awesome job in teaching us the nursing skills that we use or that we're going to use, you know, in our career. And we've had opportunities to put them into action. And you're right, Jessica, when we went to Anchorage, there are some skills that we have done that other students in other cohorts like Dillingham, Kenai, they hadn't had a chance to do it all. So I just feel very thankful for this program. Yeah.
Did you have any advice, if someone's listening, say, who's thinking of becoming a nurse, doesn't really know if they can do it or if it's going to be too hard or too expensive, do you have any advice or words of wisdom you'd give them? And Sarah Weaver said,
I would say, first of all, work in the hospital setting or work where nurses work and just see what they do. And, you know, because a lot of people go to nursing school and they don't really know what nurses do because they just see it on TV or know someone who's a nurse. But to see it in action and to see what nurses do day in and day out is really important to know that, yes, I do want to do that. Because some things are hard in our job. So it's important to know that you really want to do it and that you're right, that you are the right kind of person for it, you know, that you want to take care of people in their worst times and in their best times.
Amber Ryan.
Well, I think organization plays a huge role in nursing, and I feel like I really had to work on that, but I think I've built myself a good organizational structure, and it really applies in the nursing setting, like knowing what you need to do next, how to be prepared for your day, what medications you're giving, what patients you'll have for that day, you know, what you're looking for with their diagnosis, and just time management, definitely time management.
And even for, you know, maybe younger students that are still in high school, just there's a lot of science and math and even English classes that we had to take. Mm-hmm. So just, you know, stay focused and try to do your best in classes because you need to, you know, have your GPA up and have certain classes done. And so if you do like the earlier ones that are easier, then it'll make the next classes easier that you need to do, because we had to do 2 years of classes before we could even apply to this program. And just stay focused and work hard.
Jessica Mute answered,
it's definitely not easy, but it's totally worth it. Just knowing that and being able to see the impact that you have on someone's life. You know, it could be such a little thing as giving a patient a bath or, you know, brushing their hair, cutting their hair, you know, just totally makes a difference in their life. But it is hard work. You know, the 2 years of nursing school, you really have to be dedicated. It's great to have family that supports you and understands that you can't do everything all the time, that there's a lot of time required for reading and for clinicals and being away from home. But we started 2 years ago and we're done. We're done now. And so it's worth it.
The UAA NOME nursing program already has the second cohort full, but students can start taking prerequisites online and at the Northwest campus. If you're curious about NOME's nursing program, you can contact Northwest campus 907-443-2201. For KNOM Profiles, I'm Eva DeLapp.
Profiles is a production of KNOM News and Public Affairs.